following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that. It's just minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. On the road again on this Thursday. Pleased to be here at Bandits getting you ready for the Final Four with a lot going on this weekend. We'll talk with Sean Merriman of the Big Ten Network, BTN.com, a little bit about the men's tournament, Michigan State and Wisconsin representing the conference, and, of course, Maryland there in the women's tournament. We'll also catch up with the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Jim Holton, as they hit the road, breaking up that six-game homestand. They will be on the road Friday, then return home for the regular season finale at home on Saturday. Then next weekend, they're on the road for two more before the playoffs, and it's just cool to say playoffs. The Tri-City Storm just being in the playoffs, obviously awesome for the Storm, and we'll talk about that. Plus, Mel Kiper has moved Randy Gregory a little bit down his big board. We can touch on that. The men's NIT final is tonight, and hopefully we can go a day without a coaching switch. It has been so busy over the last 10 days from the high school to the collegiate side. Plus, you've got athletes transferring, leaving programs. A lot has been covered here over the last 10 days. And I'm just ready for it to settle down and cruise on into the Easter weekend here at Bandits. At any time, slide on in and enjoy some great food. Our lunch special today is a slice of famous Saks's pizza with a soda for just $4.99, or get anything off the menu, whether you want the wings. There's so many different styles, so many different sauces. Maybe you want a sub sandwich. There's salads and a whole lot more here for you at Bandit. Steve Anderson, I'm ready for the Easter egg hunt.
Hey, I'm ready for Easter because that's a day off. You know, there's only 2 days at Fodder Park are closed over the entire year. In observance of Easter, that would be one, and on Christmas Day, that would be two. So it comes at a really timely spot over the course of an 11-week season. I've also, you know, you talk about the Final Four. We got a lot of anxious folks sitting out at the airport right now here in Grand Island wondering if that Allegiant flight is going to show up, because they're all planning to go to Las Vegas to watch the Final Four, and this has taken on a life of its own. Maybe we should have originated this show out there this morning.
The carnage I saw while I was at Fodder on Sunday with my wagering is bad enough. I don't need the carnage of 150 angry Nebraskans and Kansans that are getting ready to fly out to Vegas. But yeah, you make an excellent point. Caught wind of that yesterday. I got some friends that are supposed to be on that flight. They are there. They are planning for that flight to go on out. And the story kind of broke yesterday that about 250 flights could be canceled across the country if the pilots go on strike. And hopefully that doesn't happen.
Yeah, well, I can guarantee you that the jockeys never go on strike at Fodder Park. Now, they may quit riding in the course of an afternoon if we get a little bit of precipitation. But I'm telling you what, after last night, with all the wind and lightning and big, dark, billowy black clouds and the whole nine yards, and we barely get a skiff, we had more moisture Sunday or Saturday? I lose track of time. With light flurries, snow flurries in the air than we had last night here at Grand Island. So we're ready to set sail on another weekend of live thoroughbred racing. So we're going to be there on Friday and Saturday. We will be closed on Sunday. The big news out at the track, Doug, and it's starting to have some national implications. We have the third largest carryover in all of North American racing going into this weekend in our Pick 5 Progressive Jackpot, and we're expecting to bust through the $15,000 mark on Friday and be knocking on the door to $20,000 if it carries over into Saturday. And if by some fortunate opportunity nobody gets one unique ticket over the next 2 days here at Fodder, Katie bar the door, this thing could take on a life of its own. It's something we've been waiting to happen. But the wise guys are just too good. They've taken it down 4 times this year. I think it went out 7 times last year. The biggest payoff to date is right about 81 to 8300. So this has some drama to it. I don't know if you understand these kinds of wagers, but you only need to put 50 cents in to have some interest.
But so take that to another level, because even for the folks that come out there and just are there to enjoy a Friday, a Saturday, a Sunday, how does the big pot go out? Is it simply just hitting the 5 races in a row?
You have to have to be hit to the Progressive Jackpot, which right now is a little over $10,500. You have to be the only live 5 out of 5 ticket at the end of the 5-race sequence. And it's always over the course of the last 5 races. You have to have the winner in each and all races that are part of that gimmick. So if there are more than one ticket at the end of the day, they split half of the monies that were bet into that pool that day. The other half goes into the Progressive Jackpot, which at this point is a little over $10,500. If the best ticket of the day is 4 out of 5, again, they split the pot that was bet into the pool that particular day, half of it going out to the folks that had 4 out of 5 or the multiple 5 out of 5 winners. The other half goes into the Progressive pot. The only way you can take home all the money is to have the one unique 5 out of 5 ticket left at the end of that particular exotic bet.
And when the pot gets high enough, you're trying to find a way, because you have to have a long shot. You can't just sit there and bet the favorites, because everybody's going to have that. You have to have a long shot to get the one unique ticket, and then you've got to find the race. I mean, it is, because you're having guys and gals and wagers and groups of people that are hitting 5 out of 5 on a, I don't know, but a routine basis.
Yeah. The nice thing about these Progressive Jackpots is that you can't buy the pool. I mean, you can put a corporation together and put, let's say, put $1,000 into it, but there's no guarantees that you're going to have you'll have a unique ticket to take down the whole Progressive pot, because the little guy has almost as equal amount of opportunity to win this thing because of the progressive aspect of it. To have just one standing ticket to the end of the day is extremely difficult, and to predict that there would be just one is even harder to come up with. We've had some that have gone out this year that defy explanation, but at any rate, tomorrow, out of the 5 races that wrap up the card in this Pick 5 pool, Doug, 4 of them have full fields of 10. And I know how that just absolutely tickles the hearts of the diehards out there. So this really is going to be an interesting sequence over the course of the next 2 days.
If you'd like to be part of the betting show today, of course, we're here at Bandits. Come on in and join us for lunch today or anytime with their Final Four specials going on. And they will just have happy hour during the Final Four on Saturday. $2 domestic pints and bottles, $2.50 domestic mugs, and $2 wells, plus their 60-cent wings. So you'll be taken care of while the Final Four is on. We also invite you to join us via the Twitter address at ESPN 1460 1550. You can always buzz us on the fan line at 888-455-3776. And you can email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. So those are the ways you can join us on the program today. And as we get into this weekend, there's plenty of high school activities today. I know we've got track right here in Grand Island, and we've got tennis going on. We've got a little golf. We've got soccer on the high school level. But, Steve-O, I think really now the interesting thing to continue to watch this weekend is the Nebraska baseball team and the UNK baseball team, because they are both early in the season for the Huskers, more the middle portion of the season for the Lopers, but vying for conference titles and have big, big series this weekend. Nebraska, Kearney hosting Emporia, and Nebraska going out to Maryland, the preseason favorite.
Absolutely right. We spoke to Texas coach Augie Garrido last week while I was on with you. We overlooked one very important question to Coach Garrido. What were the odds of them coming into Lincoln and getting swept by the Huskers? It never came up in conversation because I don't think, especially you and I, could ever have dreamed of such a scenario. What happened?
Oh, they pitched extremely well. And we talked, I point blank asked to Augie Garrido. He talked about them scoring more runs despite just hitting 270 for the season. And they were getting extra base hits and home runs and a lot of doubles. And, you know, Earl Weaver lived on the three-run home run when he was managing the Orioles. Well, if you're not getting guys on, you know, maybe they're swing for the fences type of guys. And Nebraska took advantage of that. All I know is it puts Nebraska in the national spotlight now. And it did exactly what a series like that is supposed to do. If you take advantage of your opportunities, it then boosts your season. And as we talked earlier in the week here on the show, you know, Lane Grindle joined us yesterday from the Husker Sports Network, and we were talking about that opportunity to I guess it was Tuesday, but we were talking about giving you a chance to think regionals and hosting and being a national seed and all that kind of thing. Because I think now, Steve, as I mentioned earlier in the week, if Nebraska can finish in the top two, they don't have to win it, but in the top two of the conference, I think this sets up a lot of things for them because they have beaten some quality baseball teams with good RPIs. Now you got to root for Texas. You want Texas to do well this year.
Yeah, I want, you know, Coach Garrido, again, without beating a dead horse here, was such a gracious soul when he came on to visit with us last week. Gregarious in nature. I'm not so sure that he would be quite so jovial if we'd call him up this morning and visit with him. But I'm telling you what, I'm a Darren Erstad man. I've told you from the get-go that this guy is nothing but a winner. In my book, he's a proven commodity in that regards, both in playing the game and now coaching. And he's right on pace to where he wants to be. Another recruiting year or two, and I think we got a real powerhouse in the making. He's got some terrific talent down there right now.
Well, let's see how it all plays out. Big Ten Network will show the game live Friday night at 6:05. There's no TV Saturday. And then Sunday, the game's at 11:05. They will show it on tape delay on the Big Ten Network at 2:05. And we will have coverage on the Breeze 94.5 Saturday and Sunday. We will have Storm Hockey Friday, so the game will be on 12:30 a.m. KHAS. So we'll keep an eye on Nebraska baseball. We'll keep an eye on UNK baseball. Their game this afternoon gets going at 3 o'clock with Emporia State at Memorial Field. Doubleheader tomorrow, a single game on Saturday. And Hastings baseball will also be in action this weekend. Harcourt Farquharson. I would not want to say that three times very fast, but he is the IFL Defensive Player of the Week for the Nebraska Danger. And last Friday, I mean, you were there, Steve-O. You hit that fawner into Nebraska Danger turnover out there, and the Danger are 4-0, and Coach Davis usually joins us when we're here at Bandits during the season, but they're on their way to the state of Washington to play the Tri-Cities Fever.
I hope they didn't take the bus all the way out there. Do you know what the travel plans and arrangements are for the Danger when they go to the West Coast?
Well, I think Mr. Bossman just puts them in a semi and hauls them out there.
There we go. Well, I'll tell you what, they have really caught the fancy of the local football enthusiasts. I would probably be at the top of the list as a naysayer that this thing would ever take off as it has, but it's been standing room only there so far in the early going, undefeated, 4-0, and it can only get better. And I'm very impressed, once again, with Mike Davis, had it not been for this show and also for thoroughbred horse racing, which he's passionate about, I probably would have never had an opportunity to get to know him. He's an impressive soul as well, and now the question is, how long can they hold on to this guy and keep him content to stick around here in Grand Island. But boy, everything's coming up roses right now for them.
Well, let's hope it keeps on rolling. They're definitely fun to watch. We're going to take a break here. When we come back, Sean Merriman, BTN.com, to talk NCAA basketball and anything Big Ten. If you've got a question, as we said, email or tweet us, and we'll pass it along to Sean during our interview. And then later, Tri-City Storm coach Jim Holton. We're on the road here, the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, once again located on this Thursday here at Bandits in Grand Island. Stop by and see us for lunch or anytime during the Final Four, and enjoy a big slice of pizza and soda for $4.99 as our lunch today. And we'll be right back.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Catch all the basketball action at Jersey Sports Bar and Grill. It's basketball madness at its best right now, Jersey style. Come in, catch the games live from every angle with TVs everywhere. Grab lunch and dinner with a cold beer or order your favorite appetizer or wings. It's the next best thing to being courtside, so call your buddies and meet them at Jersey's, where the grill and the game are always on. North 2nd Avenue in the Vista Point Shopping Center, Kearney.
J-E-R-S-E-Y-S.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
One play can change momentum in a game.
Field goal attempt for the corner with 1.6 seconds to play. Now he launches up a shot at the buzzer.
And one deductible is a game changer when it comes to your insurance.
He hits it! A three-point field goal with the state championship.
That's why you should see Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your Farm Bureau agents. They can bundle your car and home together into a single policy. So, if life sends a blitz in the form of a storm or fire,
touchdown! Kidding me.
You'll pay just one deductible for everything that's covered. Talk to Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers today and see how simple it can be. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company, securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliates, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll start out with sunshine early today, then expect increasing cloud cover this afternoon. We'll have a cooler high near 63, and then we could see some more rain tonight with a low temperature near 38. I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Sam Danieski. Right now it's 55.
Daddy Show rolls on here at Bandits. Doug Duda, along with Steve Anderson, the voice at Fonner Park, as we get you ready for the final. And let's take a look at our Midtown Mart cooler question of the day. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. The NIT going on tonight. The men's championship game will be heard right here on ESPN. Who you got, Stanford or Miami of Florida? And as I said, apparently a couple times on the old streak for the cash, I picked Miami of Florida, and they have done well for me. I'm not sure that Stanford's not the better team, but I took Miami. You got a pick, Steve?
I'm a Florida guy. Anybody, any team from Florida involved in any kind of sport, that's where my heart is. If I can't be here in Grand Island, Nebraska, I want to be in Florida. Is there any better reason than that to go with Miami?
Two Huskers just took the Hurricanes. I can't believe that's even possible. So did 71% of those that voted. 29% took Stanford. The women's NIT also going on. UCLA and West Virginia are in the finals. Who do you want? I'll take West Virginia.
Just for argument's sake, then I'll take UCLA.
Vote now, ESPN Superstation.com. Sean Merriman of the Big Ten Network, BTN.com, rejoins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Sean, do you care who's winning the NIT?
You know, if it was a Big Ten team, I would, but not so much.
Well, there's some great articles up, especially on BTN.com, especially when you have one, let alone two teams in the men's Final Four, and you've got one women's team in Maryland in the Final Four. So you get to look back at history. You get to look back, of course, with Wisconsin and Michigan State doing what they've done here recently. You don't have to dig very far, but are you surprised that both of these, I mean, Michigan State is always a darling now, no matter where they're seated, to make the Final Four. But I'm surprised. I didn't think they had what it took this year. Are you, even though they're one of those teams that always goes deep, are you surprised?
Well, you know, looking at their region and how it all kind of set up, I said from the beginning, I thought whoever won that Michigan State-Virginia matchup had a really good chance to make the Final Four, a pretty good road. And, you know, once Michigan State won that game, I thought to myself, all right, things open up a little bit now. They played an Oklahoma team that was very talented, but I thought that Michigan State was the better team going into that game, even though they were seeded lower, and they escaped with a victory there. And then that Louisville game, that was a bit of a scare. What a game. Both teams had chances to win it in regulation. Went to overtime, and Michigan State pulled it out. But, you know, as you mentioned, it's something about this team. It's something about Tom Izzo. When it comes to this time of year, that man just gets the most out of his players, and especially his seniors. And they have two special seniors in Travis Trice and Brandon Dawson. And when you look at those guys, they have been playing their best basketball at this time of year. And it just seems like it's, you know, deja vu all over again, that this happens with Tom Izzo coach teams. He gets the best out of his players, and it's no exception this year.
Then just your initial thoughts on Wisconsin, because Big Ten sure. country, everybody expected Wisconsin to be in the Final Four. Those that were in Omaha watching them play expected Wisconsin to be in the Final Four. And outside of Arizona fans, I think even North Carolina fans, even though they played them tough, mm-hmm. Still kind of expected Wisconsin to be in the Final Four.
Yeah, and Wisconsin was a team that, you know, I think, as you said, we all expected them to be here. If it did play out to be that Wisconsin-Arizona matchup, which it did, I think everyone knew that that would be a dogfight of a game, as it was, came down to the wire. But, yeah, heading into the tournament, I think most people expected Wisconsin to be here just because of the way they've been playing. And you know, credit Bo Ryan. He's done an outstanding job with this group of guys. You saw in the Big Ten tournament that game against Michigan State, those two teams played in the finals. It went to overtime. Wisconsin held the Spartans scoreless in overtime. And at that point, you kind of knew that this team, you know, they found a way to win that game. They can find a way to win just about every game.
Sean, Steve Anderson here. Two questions. One concerning Wisconsin. I've always been on the Kentucky bandwagon, especially when they got 4 or 5, or in this case 6 days, to prepare to play anybody in the country. I've also thought that if you were ever going to have a good shot at beating Kentucky, you want to catch them on that second game of the weekend where they've only got a day to, you know, more or less to get their legs back from underneath them. Do you buy into that theory at all? Because Wisconsin's really got a big nut to crack here, I think.
Yeah, and I agree with that. I think that that's a fair theory. You know, one of the things that I look at when I'm looking at this matchup is heading into the tournament, the question was that a lot of people asked is how many teams can actually have a chance to beat Kentucky? And I think there was less than 5, less than you can fit on a hand. So, and most people consider Wisconsin to be one of those teams. And I think the reason is, outside of them, you know, playing great at the right time, is the fact that size-wise, they do have the size to match up with them. And skill-wise, you know, they have players that can take over a game. And when you play a team like Kentucky, you're going to need a guy to really take over in the end, because you know if you're going to play him close, it's going to come down to the wire. And with Sam Decker, the way he's played the past couple days, and Frank Kaminsky, who I believe should be the National Player of the Year, those two guys can take over a game. And those two things they have. So I believe that Wisconsin is one of the few teams that can get by them. Now, when you're talking about, yeah, the one-day turnaround, that's the unfortunate part, is because this, you know, this Kentucky team is going to be well-rested. As you know, they have a ton of depth. They start, what is it, 6'9", and 2 7-footers on their front line. So no easy task by any means, but Bo Ryan's an outstanding coach, and they have the height and the talent, I think, to be able to play with them. You saw what happened last year in that game, Kentucky winning on a last-second three. So it sets up a great rematch that I think the whole country is looking forward to seeing.
I don't think there's this proposition available in Vegas. We were talking, Sean, about a bunch of folks sitting out here in the airport hoping the Allegiant flight comes out of the sky, lands here, so they can get back to Vegas to wager on these Final Four games. But what would you guess the odds to be of having an all Big Ten final if it was available out there?
I would guess that those would be pretty high odds. You know, it's certainly possible, but I think that Kentucky and Duke are probably the finals of these, or the favorites in these games. And you know what, I remember we did a story earlier where we asked Fox Sports, who's Fox is part of our one of our partners. We asked them, they do a bracket challenge, and we asked them, you know, who are people picking to win? How many percentage are Wisconsin fans? And Wisconsin was number three, but Duke and Kentucky were the odds-on favorites to get to the finals. So I think that those were probably the most popular picks. And I got to imagine they still are.
Sean Merriman, BTN.com, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. How was Wisconsin able to overcome the Trayvon Jackson injury? And now that he is back in the lineup, how big could he possibly be this weekend?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think part of it is, you know, the development of Bronson Koenig. Since he's been in the lineup, they've only lost one game. They've been playing absolutely phenomenal. And, you know, yes, they are both point guards, but they're two different players. Bronson Koenig is more of a scorer than Trayvon was. When Trayvon was a guy who, really, his most valuable asset is late in games. He was the guy that you could give the ball to, and you could count on taking that last shot. And that's where people thought, well, they're going to miss that. Who's going to be that guy? Well, last week you saw with Sam Decker, he was outstanding in that role. Now you got Trayvon back, so it gives you even more options. And this is, you know, this is a story I did after the Big Ten tournament where I asked Trayvon. I said, you know, if you are to come back in the NCAA tournament, what do you expect your role to be? What do you want it to be? And he was very honest in saying, you know, I understand Bronson's been outstanding. I don't expect to come in there and start and take over his starting position. Why would I? We've been having success. I'm going to do whatever they want me to do and you know, whatever helps the team. And he's been getting worked in a little bit more. I think you'll see him play some more minutes on Saturday here because he's had a full rest, full week to rest and kind of recover. And like I said, where he's been most valuable is at the end of games. And now with the emergence of Decker in that position and Trayvon, they have even more weapons that they can bring off the bench. And this isn't a team that's deep to begin with. They don't have a ton of depth. Bo Ryan relies heavily on his starters for big minutes. Being able to bring a kid like Trayvon off the bench is a huge boost for them.
Sean, we'll come back to the men here real quick, but I was going to ask you who was the biggest disappointment in the conference this year, but I can answer that for you. And now Nebraska has a couple of players that are going to either, one, leave the program, or two, in Pitchford, decide not to play his last year and just finish out his studies. This show was one that continued to warn Husker fan all last year and the beginning of this year of the frenzy to, hey, you know, you better be careful. And we didn't think it was going to be quite like this. But Dirk Chatelain from the Omaha World Herald has a couple of interesting points today. Is Nebraska basketball better off than it was 2 years ago, 3 years ago? What do you guys think?
Yeah, you know, I think that coming into this year, obviously, and we're not alone by any means, I think that they were a popular pick to finish among, you know, the top group in the Big Ten. And both them and Minnesota really, I think, shocked Big Ten fans, not living up to the expectations that many thought. Now you see, like you said, Aaron Smith leaving and Walter Pitchford giving up basketball, you know. It's It's an interesting question that you asked. Are they in a better place? I think because of the experience they gained last year and the fact that they made the NCAA tournament, you can't discredit that. That right there alone, in my opinion, puts them in a better place. Look at the new facilities they have. I know that's not related to the team itself, but the program in general, outstanding facilities. If you, you know, that place, is, the Pinnacle Bank Arena, is absolutely incredible. So I think as a whole, as a program, they are in a better place. And I think that the major reason behind that is just the fact that they broke the streak of not getting to the tournament. They played in an NCAA tournament. They, you know, they experienced that, and that alone puts them in a better place. But I understand why there is concern, and especially when it starts like this with players moving. You know, I'm sure people are concerned with, you know, what happens with Teran Petaway now, what happens with, can Tim Miles get this group back together to play like they did 2 years ago. So a lot of questions surrounding this team, and rightfully so. Like I said, they were a pick that many people thought would finish among the Big Ten leaders this year. So I think you just got to, you know, kind of wait it out and see how it plays out. But as far as are they in a better position, I believe they are.
Hey, guys, the one thing we do have that was absent for a long, long time is we have hope now. I mean, just go back to January where Nebraska beat Michigan State.
That's right. Yep.
When they had to be absolutely hitting rock bottom at that point, and now here they are in the Final Four. We have hope, and we certainly have had the shown the ability at times this year and have definitely last year that we can play with the big boys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a really good point, and I think that's amazing when you talk about that. You know, Nebraska did beat Michigan State, and guess who beat Wisconsin? Rutgers. So, you know, there's some interesting things that happened there, and I think you're right. I mean, Tim Miles is, in my opinion, a great coach. He's the guy for this job. He gets the team, they get him, and you know, it kind of boggles my mind when I see people question that. I understand it, I suppose, but it doesn't resonate for me. So I think he's the guy for this job. I like what he's done here. You know, teams have down years, and it'll be interesting to see if he can build it back up and get them to where they were 2 years ago.
Last minute here with Sean Merriman, BTN.com. The Maryland women may have the toughest chore of all three teams of making the Final Four. They may be as good as Wisconsin's men are, mm-hmm. or maybe even better. But when you're talking about playing the dynasty of UConn, who got tested in the first half, so you know they'll be awake a little bit for this national semifinal. Maryland to do what they did in the conference and yet to be probably as big a underdog as they are in this national semifinal, that just, I guess, continues to show the dominance of the number one team in the country.
It does, yeah. And, yeah, it's certainly no easy task facing UConn. Gino Auriemma has been a master in, you know, NCAA tournaments. But Brenda Fries was on our show, I think it was yesterday or 2 days ago, and they were asking her, you know, what are you most surprised about with this team's run? And she just said that, you know, she credits the Big Ten. She credits the talent that they faced on a regular basis. And you know, it's a tough brand of basketball that I guess kind of prepares you for moments like this. And yeah, we saw what Dayton played. They had a lead going into halftime against UConn. So, you know, it can be done. The talent is there. The coaching is there. Brenda Fries is an outstanding coach for Maryland and, you know, really a great addition to the conference. So, I think, you know, even though the primary focus seems to be around the men's game, it's tough to overlook that, you know, that we do have a team in Maryland playing in a Final Four against what's considered possibly, you know, the greatest program in NCAA women's history, and we're excited for that.
Sean, are you going to be in Indianapolis for the Final Four?
I am. I'm leaving tonight, yes. Looking forward to covering it for BTN. First Final Four going to as a media member, so really excited about it.
And check out Sean's articles on BTN.com, including the top 10 Big Ten individual performances from national semifinal games. You didn't rank them, Sean. Which one is the best?
Well, you know what? I did rank them at first, and then I thought to myself, this is going to be a little controversial. There's so many good ones. For my rankings personally, the one that I had at number one, let's see, I believe it was Morris Peterson's game in the 2000 Final Four. And, you know, part of that was because just the fact of how, you know, that was the Big Ten's last national championship game, that Michigan State team with Mateen Cleaves and Morris Peterson. I think he had like 21 points and 7 rebounds and held Wisconsin to under 35% shooting or something. It was an incredible, but so many good ones. I mean, even Mitch McGarry, look at Mitch McGarry's a couple years ago, what he did against Syracuse. There's so many good ones on that list, so it really is tough. But when I did rank them, I believe it was Morris Peterson's that I had at number one.
All right, Sean, always appreciate the time. Enjoy Indianapolis. There's always some good food there.
Absolutely, indeed. I appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Take care from BTN.com here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Sean Merriman joining us here today. And again, Duke and Wisconsin, or Duke and Kentucky, 5-point favorites going in. What do you think? What do you think about the spreads? If I handed you the $1,000 play money for each game, Steve-O, who would you take?
Well, I've been on Kentucky's bandwagon all the way, especially when they get a little bit of time to regroup and freshen up, and I think they got a great chance to get to the finals. That's not anything revealing, but I would love to see Michigan State pull the carpet out from underneath Coach K and the Duke Blue Devils. I have nothing, no axes to grind in that regard as far as that program is concerned. I just like Tom Izzo. I like what he's done, and the fact that he can bring a group of guys up off their backs in January and come back and be rock solid. Again, like I visited with Sean, when you have a guy like that, you've always got hope, even in the darkest of nights and the worst of storms. You can turn it around and get there quickly.
Speaking of hope, Steve-O, it's always great to know that people are listening to the Doug and Daddy Show, and they correspond with us in a variety of different ways. First, how did the danger get out to Kennewick, Washington? Well, our buddy Bob Hamer, who needed to be in the hula hoop contest at the danger game last week, says that he is not going with the team because he is staying to win the Pick 5 jackpot. But he says the danger, they bus to Omaha, they fly to Seattle, then they bus into Kennewick. And from Central Nebraska Regional Airport, Ed says, plane is on its way in. Now, is that a good thing? They're going to Vegas. Maybe that's a good thing. I don't know. I mean, it's good because they all want to go, but we'll see how it all plays out. So let's hope that nothing happens there with that Allegiant pilot strike and everybody gets out there and everybody gets back. I know my buddy Ed, in this case, he just wants to get out there because he's staying there. He's coming back differently. So he just wants to get out there.
You know, there is just a thread of truth in that text from Bob Hamer, the sports editor to the local independent newspaper, because I was witness to him maybe making the first bet in a long, long time last week, just practicing on the Pick 5, and I had to figure out and calculate for him just how much money it was going to cost. I think he ended up going from $8 to $12. Now, that's scary in its own right. What was more scary was my wife jumped in that Pick 5 last Sunday just to try it out, and she managed to part with $24. And I'm telling you what, I know both these people very, very well. Frugal would not describe how it is when the way they handle money. Well, so, Bob, thanks for writing in.
Both of those folks would enjoy a $4.99 lunch, and that's exactly what you can get here at Banda's. A big slice of Saks' pizza and a soda for $4.99 here at Banda's, where we are for the Doug and Daddy Show. Again, on this Thursday, when we come back, we're going to talk a little Tri-City Storm hockey. Jim Holton and the boys are on the road, and we'll talk to him next.
Are you being held hostage by today's propane prices? At 3 times the normal level, you need to call Anderson Brothers and fight back. Both air and water source heat pump designs are available from Carrier. Up to 75% of their energy is from the air and ground around your home. Energy that is both renewable and free to you. Let Carrier technology help you heat and cool your home. Turn to the experts at Anderson Brothers Electric Plumbing and Heating. Call 308-236-6437 or 995-4481 today.
If you're hoppy and you know it, then you need to get your tickets to this year's Hastings Downtown Do the Brew. Taste dozens of craft beers and enjoy live music at this fundraiser for the Hastings Art Council. Do the Brew will be held April 25th at the Hastings City Auditorium. Tickets are available at the Hastings Area Chamber of Commerce, Murphy's Wagon Wheel, or Wine Styles. Be hoppy and know it at the Hastings Downtown Do the Brew, April 25th. Please drink responsibly. Designated driver.
Today, buyers need the OneRocky.com edge. Finding out first is what gives you the best chance of finding the right home. Kearney's best real estate website just got better with customized listing notifications sent right to your email. As soon as a new listing meeting your criteria becomes available, you'll be notified. Log on to OneRocky.com and get signed up now.
Yo, this is Rocky. My customized listing service is not junk email. We don't even collect data. It's just my way of putting you first in the hunt for the right home.
Put Rocky Geyser in your corner because he cares.
OneRocky.com. Play ball!
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport... done right.
Hi, Bo here from your locally owned and operated Hastings, Kearney, and Grand Island GNCs. At 80 years young, GNC continues to be the world's leading nutrition and supplement provider with guaranteed product purity, potency, bioavailability, and pricing on everything in the store. Don't settle for second best. Trust the company and products with over 80 years of experience to meet and exceed your health and wellness goals. Only at your Hastings, Kearney, and Grand Island GNCs.
GNC.
If you like pina coladas and getting caught in the rain, if you're not...
Doug and Danny's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, back here at Bandits on this Thursday. Doug Duda, the voice of Bonner Park, Steve Anderson with us. We got Family Day coming up on Saturday. Now, of course, no racing Easter Sunday, as you mentioned, but Friday and Saturday going to stay busy. Should be perfect for horse racing fans to come out and visit Fodder Park.
Hey, this is a great weekend. Saturday alone, you know, I always profess come early and stay late, but there's so many things going on Saturday in addition to live horse racing. The Runs of Family Day thing has evolved into a huge event, probably outside of Bosselman Day at the last Saturday in April, and the Kentucky Derby Saturday, which is closing day. This would be a close third in attendance. And over the course of the day, maybe they surpass it because the families roll out there. They started off with an autograph picture of the jockeys. The jockeys come out. This is a really neat color photograph, and the kids get to meet the riders, and they autograph the pictures. Some of them will give them goggles. It's just always interesting to and curious to see the response and how these little kids react. But, you know, they get free Pepsis, free runs. There's bounce houses, clowns painting the kids, the Easter egg dash over in the Heartland Events Center. I mean, all evolving around the live thoroughbred horse racing. And, oh, by the way, we got two for the price of one as far as stakes races are concerned this week. The $25,000 Dowd Mile, which Diamond Joe is going to run. He entered this morning. How about that? We kind of got maybe an iffy out of Chuck Turco last week on this show. That's going to be a bang-up race. And the Runs of Stakes, Lady Contenders coming back here from Eastern Colorado to defend her title. So, man, I can hardly wait. I'm going to have trouble going to sleep tonight.
It'll be fun. It'll be fun at Fawner on Saturday, and then you can slide back over and watch the final regular season home game for the Tri-City Storm, as they have, excuse me, Fan Appreciation Night. I said to somebody yesterday, can you get allergies this early in the year? Apparently you can. I'm going to have to go to the ice. There's no allergies on the ice. The Storm are on their way right now to Sioux Falls to take on the Stampede. And head coach Jim Holton joins us here this morning. Coach, good morning. How's the trip right now?
Trip's great. Beautiful weather right now, so it's smooth sailing. Hopefully tomorrow's as pleasant as today.
Well, let's start with where the Storm is with four games to go. We talked about it earlier in the week. You suffer back-to-back losses, and they're actually at home, which was unheard of this year, and that's the first time that's happened since January 2nd and 3rd. And then, of course, we try to take the silver lining with that, Jim. Obviously, you guys then went on your 10-game winning streak. You do that again, you're going to be deep in the playoffs.
Yeah, if we can duplicate that response, that would be favorable for all of us. But you know what? it happens in sports. And we've kind of had the mantra all year not to get too high or too low, no matter what the results are. So we got to stick with it when we hit a little bit of adversity. And really, when you look at the tape, I mean, there are 2 1-goal losses, and sure, is it to a team out of the playoffs, but it is what it is, and it gives us a good chance to get back to the drawing board with some of our systems and a perfect refresher heading down the stretch.
Everybody wants to win every time they step on the court, the field, the rink, the ice, whatever the case may be. You don't sound too busted up about this because, as you said, you're not going to go undefeated in the world of sports. But when you did look at it, what did you see from those 2 games against Fargo?
Well, we got a little bit disjointed in our systems for one of the few times here in the second half. We looked out of sync. The reason you have a system in any sport is so that, you know, in the case of hockey, 5 guys can think and act as one, and we didn't see that when we looked at it. So that gave us a chance to go back and go over those systems this week. And, you know, a contributing factor to that was some injuries. We had 4 regulars out of the lineup. Not an excuse, but it did. We had some young guys in place that maybe didn't have as many reps in our system as a lot of the veterans did.
Talking with Jim Holton, the head coach of the Tri-City Storm. Talk about this weekend's activity. Sioux Falls on the road, and then Cedar Rapids at home.
Well, 2 great tests for us. First of all, we're going into what's probably going to be a great atmosphere tomorrow night. And a week ago, Friday in Sioux Falls, they had over 9,000 people there. They're on the brink of breaking an attendance record for the USHL. So it'll be a big full building, and we want to kind of prove a point because this is still a possible first-round matchup. And it's another playoff team. So whether it's the first round, second round, we want to make sure that they know we're going to be forced to be reckoned with come playoff time. And probably most importantly, we didn't play very well last time in there. Ironically, the last 2 back-to-back losses were against Sioux Falls in their building. So we want to end the season in that barn on a good note. And then bounce right back to what will be another incredible atmosphere, the fan appreciation night here at the Dale Event Center against a real, real good Cedar Rapids club who handed us our worst loss of the season 7-2 earlier. So it's payback time for us. And, you know, we still have our sights set on first place and perhaps contending for the Anderson Cup. So a heck of a lot still at stake.
What about that, Jim? Because we talked about it earlier in the week. Once the team and even the coaches, once they tasted first place in the division and even first place, I believe, overall, maybe for a weekend there, that chance to win the regular season title was in front of you. I'm not sure that that was something you guys could have even imagined at the beginning of the year.
No, quite frankly, it wasn't. I mean, our goal at the beginning of the season, obviously coming from where we were a year ago, was simply to get back into the playoffs. We wanted to be one of those teams that was in the top four. You know, we clinched that, and then now we have a chance to get greedy. And, you know, we briefly got there, and then perhaps that was the reason we got a little bit complacent, but that's the world of sports. But the fact that we're still knocking on the door with 4 games to go is just a credit to our group. And, you know, we've responded favorably to all kinds of different tests all season. And the fact that we lost 2 at home is just another test on the way here. So looking forward to this weekend.
Talking with Jim Holton, the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, as they get ready for Sioux Falls tomorrow and then Saturday, Cedar Rapids. Voice of the Storm, Jared Shaffrin, has put a nice article up on Storm hockey and something that you'll probably see in a couple of different spots here about Bobby Nardella. Every sport has the score, has the limelight, has the star, but as they all say, we can't be what we are without the guy to help us, and Bobby Nardella is leading your team in assists right now. Just talk a little bit about him.
Well, he's been terrific. We know when we made the trade last year, we were quite giddy in the fact that we had to keep it under wraps until the end of the season because he's exactly what we hoped we were getting, a mobile transitional defenseman. And you're exactly right. In every sport, you have to have one key component that everything kind of filters through. And Bobby's been that. He has a unique ability to have the puck the vast majority of the time he's on the ice. And he's small. Some people look, he's not a traditional defenseman in the fact that he's undersized. But, you know, it doesn't matter when he's like a little kid. When you go watch little kid sports, whoever is the best player usually has the ball, whether it's soccer or basketball or, in this case, hockey. And he has that rare ability to just control the pace and tempo of the game.
And he set the record for most assists in a season. And, of course, Chris Wilkie, who's had the outstanding season by leading the team in goals right now. And they've done a great job on a power play. Jimmy, when we get to the playoffs, you'll give me that coach-speak question or coach-speak answer here. But, my goodness, this team if you can finish these four games with any kind of momentum here, you're just doing such a great job. And I mean, all these guys have helped this team kind of rise from the ashes. And I've went over this numerous times this year, how great it is. But can you and your staff appreciate what these guys are actually getting done?
Yeah, I think in the day-to-day, you don't, you're always in forward-focused mode as a coach, but there are little moments when you step back and think, you know, this has been a pretty special group, and these guys have really worked their tails off all year, and I think the seeds for it were planted a year ago, and to me, the biggest thing that sticks out was how hard they worked in the offseason. These kids, you know, it's a cliched answer, but they were on a mission, especially the core guys who were here last year. They were embarrassed by how we finished and never wanted to repeat it again, and their conditioning in the offseason, their work ethic, that set the stage right early on, and they've just continued to kind of climb, and it's been a fun group to work with. And I think that's, you know, when you go through rough years, sometimes you can't wait to get to the end of the season, but this is a year that you never wanted to end.
Coach Holton, Steve Anderson here. I'm a horse race guy, work at Fonner Park, former member years ago, the media, when there were no such thing as hockey teams in this area. But I have a fond appreciation for the sport, and your facility over there is terrific. We always hoped maybe we would get a hockey team initially here when they built the Heartland Events Center, and they almost pulled that off. But having said all that, I have always been impressed with the media coverage of your team in the Tri-Cities area on every level, radio, local TV news, always efforting to get highlights not only at home but on the road. Here, our local newspaper, you're front and center constantly, even when your teams weren't winning in the past. You've been around the block a little bit. I'm sure that this has caught your fancy as well. Maybe comment on that.
Well, it's very impressive because, number one, first of all, coming from Canada to the Heartland, you're not expecting a ton of media coverage, quite frankly. I came in naively thinking, you know, football is going to take all the attention, and even then it's going to be different sports, and hockey is going to be way in the back burner, but been very, very pleasantly surprised. I mean, we almost on a daily basis, we have some local sports coverage here, whether it be the TV, as you alluded to, or the newspapers or the radio, and really the whole area has embraced the team, which is impressive because over the course of history of this franchise, we haven't given them a lot of positive things to write about. So the fact that it really is the region's team is something that's very unique, and it's a special thing for all of us to be involved and get the coverage. It's a great training ground for our players in particular to get the media exposure, because when they go to other levels of hockey and hopefully on to pro hockey, they have a bit of a comfort level dealing with the media.
Last minute here with Jim Holton, Tri-City Storm. Coach, when will it be fair to ask you about your future? We have always, I mean, what you're doing with the Storm obviously has to be getting noticed elsewhere. We really haven't heard from the owner in quite a long time here. Is it fair to ask you about your future at this point?
Well, Mr. Brooks and I have a great relationship, and the fact that we're both not really worried about it. I just kind of want to get through the season and see where we're at. You know, that's kind of been our relationship since day one. And as I've told people, with Kirk and I, it can be a matter of a one-hour conversation. That's all it took last year. We're kind of all on the same page. You know, we have a lot of communication. We're just kind of waiting for the appropriate time to address it. And I think we're just all kind of enjoying the ride here. And we'll deal with matters of contract and that when there's a little bit of a lull at the end of the year.
And what about the Frozen Four? Omaha is there with a little help, obviously, from Rochester. There, if I counted right, it's either three or four of the Storm alum are still alive for either North Dakota or Providence.
Yeah, you know what? It's great. Huge for hockey in Nebraska to see UNO finally have that breakthrough moment and get there. Really happy for Coach Blaze, who's one of the best people in the game of hockey. Obviously, for us, with our group here, we're keeping a close eye on North Dakota with, in particular, Austin Bogansky is with our group here last year. So a lot of special tie-ins. I mean, Garrett Gammas, our captain, is going to Providence next year. We've had a close relationship with their staff. And then, obviously, Boston's been a perennial powerhouse. So it never fails. It's kind of like the Final Four in basketball. It never fails every year to be unbelievable excitement and hype and great hockey. And I know last weekend's games were terrific, and I'm sure next weekend's are going to be even better.
So you taking North Dakota or not?
No, I'm calling UNO for the upset. I just like the momentum they have, and I think they've quietly built along all year, and it'd be a great matchup. I'd love to see, North Dakota somehow get into the finals, because Coach Blay is obviously, having been a former coach at North Dakota, that kind of built a legacy, and I think it'd be a terrific matchup. But selfishly, from being from the state of Nebraska and playing hockey here, I'd love to see them walk away with the title.
All right, Coach. Hey, best of luck this weekend, and we'll catch up again soon. Keep it going.
Thanks, bud. Appreciate it.
Take care. Jim Holton, head coach, Tri-City Storm. We could have got into his horse racing knowledge.
Is he a player?
I'm
impressed with him.
I'm guessing his horse racing and your hockey knowledge would be pretty equal.
Which would be nil, is what you're suggesting. They have great horse racing up in Canada. He brings back memories to me when I was on the Big 8 Sky Riders Tour back in the late 70s, and I had the opportunity. I enjoyed more, let's say equally as much, visiting with the coaches and the players of that era, but also with the folks covering the media. And there was a guy by the name of Dan Kelly that was the play-by-play radio voice of the St. Louis Blues. Born and bred in Canada, and I would sit with these guys after a day's work in the evening. Normally the schools would wine and dine us, and man, all these great stories that you can never, ever tell. But anyway, Dan, his passion for hockey and just his style of calling a hockey game will live forever. He passed away much too young in life, but again, I don't know why I bring that up, except I wish I'd have been in hockey country in my formative years, because I still have trouble trying to define what icing is all about, you know? But if you're there, I love the game. To watch it on TV, wow, that's a real test.
Yeah, and Colin Cowherd talking a little bit about all kinds of things. He calls it wrestling, and what he means is the wrestling that is on TV. He was talking about hockey on the network. He was talking about some other things. It was interesting just before our show today, a little bit of what he was chatting about out there. We are here at Bandits. Stop on in. Enjoy a big old slice of Saxis pizza and a soda for $4.99. That's the lunch special, but of course you can get the wings, the sub sandwiches, the salads, anything off the menu that makes your tummy feel awful nice on a Thursday like this. And don't forget their Final Four specials, happy hour all during the games, which means $2 domestic pints and bottles, $2 wells, $2.50 domestic mugs going on for the Final Four. And then next Thursday, 1 week from today, formerly three, the band will be here next Thursday night from 6 to 10. We're going to take a break here and wrap things up with a few other sports notes right after this.
A big Buffalo County fair welcome to Alabama.
If you're going to play in Texas, you got to have a fiddle in the band. That lead guitar is hot, but not for Louisiana man.
Coming to the Buffalo County Fair on July 24th, the legendary Alabama. Alabama's 40-year career has produced 43 number one singles, including 21 number one hits in a row.
I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh,
Alabama's music continues to reach country fans of all generations.
I'm guilty of loving the first degree. Songs.
Tickets range from $40 to $75 plus fees. Get your tickets now at etix.com. That's ETIX.com. Alabama, Friday, July 24th at the Buffalo County Fair.
Storm hockey this weekend on the Breeze 94.5.
Friday night, Tri-City will be in Sioux Falls to take on the Stampede, who are currently in fourth place in the Western Conference. The four playoff teams have been decided. It'll be Sioux City, Tri-City, Omaha, and Sioux Falls. The question now is, which place will each team finish in? On Saturday, it's Fan Appreciation Night as the Storm take on Cedar Rapids in their final home game of the regular season.
Storm hockey, hear it on the Breeze.
I'm a business owner, and we called Kearney Crete & Block when we needed a new and inviting-looking driveway.
We called Kearney Crete & Block when we decided to do a fire pit and patio. You should be calling Kearney Crete & Block and Christensen Concrete for all your concrete and masonry supplies. Let the professionals help you enhance the beauty and value of your home and business. Kearney Crete & Block and Christensen Concrete Products, building generations one block at a time.
Saturday night on Westwood One, we get one step closer to the final act.
Rebounded by Gosser, and he dribbles it out. That'll do it.
Wisconsin back-to-back West Region Championships. The Badgers are heading to the Final Four.
Hi, this is Kevin Kugler. Join Clark Kellogg and me courtside in Indianapolis for all the action. Kentucky, Wisconsin, Duke, Michigan State. Who takes home the glory? The Final Four is right here.
On Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect a fish from his environment, the Armacoating spray-on bed liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating spray-on bed liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Doug and Daddy Show in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, rolling into the month of April. If you've been fooled by car companies before, you don't have to worry about that at Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, or Midway Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Cadillac. They have the car for you, the truck for you, the SUV for you, with all those great brand and names. How can you go wrong? Maybe you're not in the market for a brand new vehicle. Maybe you're in the market for a pre-owned vehicle. It's going to be graduation time. Maybe your son or daughter needs a college vehicle, maybe just something to get around for work. They've got a number of pre-owned vehicles in stock and sure to have the vehicle you're looking for at any price range. Maybe you're just looking for an economical vehicle. Doesn't matter if it's a big old truck or SUV. You just need something to get from point A to point B that's going to get you over 30 miles a gallon. They've got a great number of those on hand as well. You can look online, their entire inventory, do it from the comfort of your home, office, wherever you want to be, at thinkmidway.com, or stop by and see the great crew today at thinkmidway.com. Midway, South 2nd Avenue, Kearney, Midway Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Cadillac, Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, South 2nd Avenue, Kearney. Here at Bandits in Grand Island, getting ready for the Final Four, Fodder Park announcer Steve Anderson. Did you make it through April Fool's Day without getting pranked? Because our buddy Spencer Schubert did not.
I did, as a matter of fact. I had a prank set up for my wife, and I didn't pull it off till today. So I was 24 hours late, and I really
that
don't.
Really gets
it. I really don't want to share that. Also, just like I don't want to share the comments of SportsCenter Bob Hamer, who has responded to my terrible analogy of his spending habits. Nonetheless, we love you, Bob. Thanks for listening. He's got to be your best customer as far as a fan is concerned. But we've got another great weekend coming up here. If we got a moment, we've got a handicapping contest. I might just put a burr in your saddle, at least for your sidekick Jim Langan. That's going to be the day after the Bossaman race. So it's the last Sunday of April. It's a winner-take-all contest. They've already raised over $3,000 in corporate monies. That initially jump-starts the jackpot there. It's a $5 entry fee now if you go enter this week, and then it gradually elevates to like $50 the week of the contest. But it's based just on the racing that goes on at Fodder Park that particular day. No holds barred. You have to put $200 in a wagering account, but you don't need to bet any of it. It's worth taking a shot at maybe $5,000-$7,000, as they anticipate maybe that's what the purse will be. You can bet win, place, show, exacta, trifectas, supers, the pick three, the pick five. Hopefully it'll be up there around $40,000-$50,000. So that's always out there in the wings as well. But if you're in the neighborhood, stop by, because there's all kinds of stuff going on out at Fodder this weekend.
Well, as almost anticipated, Nebraska baseball had a little battle last night with UNO, or as they now call themselves, Omaha. Omaha Mavericks, we won't call them. So we're going to be Kearney, and they're going to be Omaha. Okay. And that's, I guess, the way it's going to be from now on. But 3-2, 10 innings, one of those games that you can't let I don't think you can call Omaha little brother yet. You can't let the little third cousin come up and beat you. And it went 10 innings, but what a A great night it would have been for freshman Scott Schreiber. His first collegiate home run is the game winner with two outs, nobody on, top of the 10th, and he knocks one out, and then Josh Rader comes on and strikes out the side in the bottom of the 10th. So the Huskers now 23-7, winners of 16 out of their last 17, and will go to Maryland, as we said earlier in the show, this weekend. Spring practice number 2 for UNK football today. Spring practice number 10 was yesterday for the Huskers. They will go again tomorrow. 1 week from Saturday is the spring game. We'll talk more about what to expect with a couple of special guests next week. Also, Hastings College will begin spring practice not until next Tuesday, and we will be talking next week with Coach Harper about that. High school baseball today. Grand Island will be playing a doubleheader at Lincoln East on the soccer field. Kearney Catholic will be at Hastings. Grand Island Northwest is at York. Lexington will be hosting North Platte, and Holdridge will be traveling to Schuyler. In the high school rankings from the Journal Star this week, Class A boys, Grand Island is 4th, Class B, Lexington 8th, Hastings 10th. For the girls, Class A, Kearney 6th, and in Class B, Hastings is sitting in the number 6 spot. And I don't know how popular tennis would be. They had about 4,200 show up to Pinnacle Bank Arena last night. I don't think it was well publicized outside of Lincoln, but Andy Roddick, Jim Courier, James Blake, and John McEnroe were all there for what they call the Power Share Series or Old Guy Series, which Andy Roddick shouldn't be in anyway. But you've got the veterans, and they play one set for the semifinals, and then the winners meet, and it's entertaining. And, you know, they wear the microphones and banter back and forth with the crowd, and Roddick won it last night. But interesting to see how that would be if you had an actual event. I'm not talking a pro event. I'm not talking something like the U.S. Senior Open, but just something, because there are tennis fans, but it's not even on the level of golf or some of the more minor sports in the state of Nebraska. But that did, of course, take place last night. And before we wrap things up here, I want your pick. Steve-O, who you got? We're down to Final Four. Who you taking?
I'm not going out on a limb here. Are you kidding me? I have to do that every day, every race at Fonner Park, and that's why they all hate me. Kentucky.
You were not
slam dunk.
You were not good early Sunday, but I do want to say, had a great time. I always have a great time, but spent time with the family. Want to thank Linda for everything she does out there at Fonner Park. All that you do. Now you're paraphrasing and reading from not the script from time to time, I have to worry about. But we had a great time. The trainer and the jockey and all the gang there that had the winning horse. Can't wait to get the photo. It's awesome.
Did I see they gave you the blanket back?
Yeah, they did.
That's terrific.
You've got to give me proper protocol on now what to do.
You know, the Greek gave a blanket away at the end of the day, and if you know the Greek at all, I mean, he literally was in a tug of war with, of all people, Chuck Turco. And the Greek lost. He didn't get the blanket. That's a great memento. And I'm glad you had a really neat experience, especially for your mother who turned 80. And that's cause for celebration in itself. But you brought your niece and nephew up to the press box. And as I always tell everybody, I mean, if you can find your way up there and get through that rusty door at the top of the grandstand and climb up on the roof, the door is always welcome, and I think you would agree. The environment is maybe just a little crusty up there, but it is the best seat in the house.
You get to see things that you don't get to see from other spots from just the regular ground floor, but you keep that open, and we'll keep coming to visit. Tomorrow, Mike Perenio, Mandalay Bay, is going to join us to handicap the Final Four, and let's not forget, because it always does take a back seat because of the Final Four and spring football. When Major League Baseball season gets underway Sunday night, Cubs Cards, one of the greatest rivalries in baseball. The Royals will open their season on Monday afternoon, and as always, Royals baseball on the breeze. So we'll get Mike's thoughts on that. Jimmy Langan will be in as our co-host, and we'll have a couple of other special guests as we get ready for what should be a great weekend. And, of course, it's Good Friday, and happy Easter, Steve-O, to you and yours.
As always, it's a pleasure to ride shotgun with you. You never told me who you liked in the Final Four. Are you waiting for the big send-off tomorrow?
No. I took Kentucky, and I think all but one of the brackets I filled out. I'm filled out enough, maybe two. I think the one I officially did on ESPN.com, you don't take Kentucky because you can't win. And I think I took Arizona. but I think I took Kentucky on virtually all of them. I'll take Kentucky, and as I said, I'll be rooting for Wisconsin. I'd hate to see a team go 38-0 and then go 38-1. That would just be just – I don't care if you like them or not. To me, that would just suck is the no other word to put there. And so I would like to see personally Wisconsin and Duke in the final. Might help me out in some sort of weird way. But if it's Kentucky, that's fine. I'll be rooting for Duke. They're both the favorites. I've got a hunch that they're both going to cover. And as I said, I hope what I get in my gut is that Wisconsin doesn't fall behind with four or five minutes to go by 8 points and then realize it isn't going to happen and the wheels fall off. So hopefully that doesn't happen. Let's root for two good basketball games right here on ESPN. And that's going to wrap things up for our Doug and Daddy show tonight. Stanford and Miami, 8 o'clock for the NIT Men's Championship. We want to thank our guests on today's show, Sean Merriman, BTN.com, breaking down the three teams that are left in the Final Four, Maryland Women, Wisconsin, and Michigan State Men, and the Tri-City Storm head coach, Jim Holton, and as always, the voice at Fodder Park, Steve Anderson. See you again. Have a good one, Steve.
Hey, and we can't wait to see you, as well as your listeners, at the race.
See you tomorrow, Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!